Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our spring membership drive. We'll get back to that in just a second. If you've had enough rain already, you're probably suffering some form of cabin fever, and right about now, the prospect of a good hike might be the best cure. Joining us today is Mary Reed. Mary is an author and journalist. She's based in Athens, Ohio. She is the former editor of Martha's Journal, a publication of the Buckeye Forest Council. She also edited Get Out magazine. She is a self-described NPR addict, and her book, Hiking Ohio, is what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thanks, Dan.
To our listeners, do you have a favorite hike? Give us a call. Let us know. You can email us as well or join the Facebook chat at WOSU.org/allsides. The number to call is 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@WOSU.org. If you have a question or comment for Mary, we're going to be talking about her book, Hiking Ohio, A Guide to Ohio's Greatest Hiking Adventures. We'd love to hear what your idea of a great hike is in Ohio. And if you have questions for her, we'd gladly take the questions as well. Once again, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. Make your pledge of support right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $3,000, and we can meet it only with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too. You can go to WOSU.org and make your pledge via our secure server. And with a pledge of support at the $120 level, our thank you gift to you will be the book Hiking Ohio, A Guide to Ohio's Greatest Hiking Adventures. This book is a guide to more than 40 of the most scenic foot trails in the Buckeye State. The book includes important trail information, detailed trail maps, and difficulty ratings for each hike. This book is your thank you gift for a pledge of $120 in support of public radio. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and make that pledge of support right now. We need you to do what we do for you. Mary Reed, I'm wondering, in the book you tell readers not to be discouraged by the rain, that a walk in the rain is as good as any. Tell us why, because we really need to know, because this is only a temporary situation with the sun today. The rain will return.
That's right. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. So my first advice would be go today. After you've pledged to WSU, of course.
Thanks.
I was just hiking yesterday. It wasn't actually raining, but it was rain-like conditions. The trail was very muddy, and it was all the plants were very wet. So, with a spring like this year's, either you're going to hike in the rain or you're not going to hike. So my advice would be hike in the rain. And the best things to do with that are just simply be prepared. First of all, what I do is I look at the radar, because a lot of days this spring, you may or may not have noticed, have been cloudy and overcast, but they didn't really rain all day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take a look at the radar, you can kind of look at your window of opportunity for going out when it's not actually pouring on you. I did a lot of that this spring, and it worked pretty well. In addition, just be prepared. Bring a raincoat. Bring clothes that dry quickly. Bring an extra set of dry clothes to stash in your car if you're going to be far from home, so you're not driving home with wet clothes. And I would say the last thing is just simply expect to get wet. If those are your expectations, you're not going to be disappointed when it happens, and you're going to enjoy your hike anyway.
Sometimes I wear a kind of a wide-brimmed hat because it keeps the rain off my face and doesn't, it keeps me, I'm able to see.
Yeah, agreed. And sometimes I wear glasses, and so I really have to have a hat if it's going to be raining, because then it's going to keep the raindrops off of my glasses.
Are all trails equal? I mean, do all trails lend themselves to a hike in the rain, or are some maybe not necessarily safe in the rain?
I wouldn't say there are any trails that I would worry about that are flat out unsafe in the rain, but there are certainly some trails that are better designed, not even just for the rain, but just for the amount of use they get. So, for example, most of your listeners live in Columbus. Metro parks tend to have the type of trails that are, they're wide, they're well graded, they're heavily used, And they're designed for a lot of use, not only a lot of people, you know, a lot of foot use, but just a lot of use in all conditions. So if you look at something like a metro park or a really popular trail, think of Old Man's Cave to Ash Cave and the Hocking Hills. These are heavily used trails, and they're designed for that heavy use. Those tend to be the best trails in rain as well. Whereas at the opposite end, if you have some backcountry trails that are really for backpacking, those are the ones that are likely to be overgrown, dripping with wet plants, maybe steep and muddy, maybe not as good in the rain.
You write about Ohio's natural regions, the Lake Erie Plains, the Till Plains, the glaciated Western Allegheny Plateau, and the unglaciated Western Allegheny Plateau. Can you start out with the Lake Erie Plains and tell us what you're talking about there?
Sure. In Northwest Ohio, it is an area that I can honestly say I didn't know a lot about and that the natural history of before writing the book. But it's an area known as the, or at least once known as the Great Black Swamp. And I didn't realize this until doing the research. It's one of the areas east of the Mississippi that was the very last to be settled because it really was a swamp area that was just inhospitable, and including it had malaria. It was a problem in terms of disease. It was a problem in terms of, well, it's just a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually it did get drained, and there were a lot of drainage tiles put in. It has excellent soil. So today, these are agricultural areas. But when you go visit some of the destinations in the book, for example, some of the metro parks up in Toledo, you will see some areas where there are remnants of the old black swamp, including sometimes a lot of mosquitoes in the summer. But it's pretty interesting to see what the landscape was like. And another thing that is very nice about northern Ohio, whether it's northwest or northeast Ohio, of course, is Lake Erie. It's really beautiful to hike along the lake to get those nice vistas. And for birders, it's just an excellent place to be because it's a main route for many birds when they migrate. And then, of course, there are a lot of birds who live around Lake Erie year-round, including bald eagles. When I was hiking, doing research for the book, that's the only place in the state where I saw bald eagles up there.
We actually have a couple right at the High Banks now.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
I have not seen them, but people, there is a place to go look at them. It's, you know, they've nested there. I don't know if it's 3 years now. And
that's great.
It's pretty exciting.
They know where the nest is.
Yeah.
That's great.
An interesting hike that I would like to make, and I noticed was it's the very first one of the book, and is the Gaul Woods State Nature Preserve. Mm-hmm. I was just, you know, amazed at how old some of those trees are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, that this is one of the places that I never knew about until doing research for the book. But Ohio, of course, used to be nearly 100% forested before settlement, and almost everything has been cut once or twice or more than that. But you have these places where over the years, for whatever reason, these little forest remnants were never cut. And those are really amazing places to go visit. Those are some of my favorite hikes. When you're walking by an oak tree that has a 25-foot circumference, that's a pretty amazing experience. It's nice to be there. So Gaul Woods is up in northwest Ohio. A couple of other places in that category of old ancient forest would be Dysart Woods in eastern Ohio, mm-hmm. and Houston Woods State Park in southwest Ohio, not too far from Cincinnati. It has a lot of features, including a little old growth area. And the reason that old growth forest exists in Houston Woods is the family that owned it kept some of these woods for their sugar mapling. Or maple sugaring, what I meant to say. And apparently that was fairly common. A lot of these old farmers would keep some woods for purposes like the maple sugaring. And so they had these enormous maple trees, of course, in addition to beech trees there. And these really old ancient maple trees have holes in them because they still tap them for the sap every year there.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Call 1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of $120 and pick up your very own copy of Hiking Ohio. My guest this hour is Mary Reed. She's the author of Hiking Ohio. It is. It includes details about hikes in High Banks Metro Park, the Glen Helen Loop Trail in Yellow Springs, the Buckeye Trail in Cuyahoga Valley National Park, and much, much more from around the state and throughout the state. Pick up this thank you gift for your pledge of $120. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and make your pledge right now. Our goal this hour is $3,000, and we need your help to meet it. If you've been waiting and putting this off, now's the time to call. My guest, Mary Reed, she's an NPR addict. Mary, you support your local station in Athens?
I do. I'm a member of WOUB.
It always feels better once you make that call, right?
It does, actually.
It's strange, isn't it?
You don't feel guilty because you're listening without donating.
Exactly. And get that. So get the call in early, and then you can sit back and relax and enjoy the show. We've been looking for someone to come on, bring on the show to talk about hikes in Ohio for a long time, and we finally found Mary Reed. She's right under our nose, but a lot of times that's how it is. So she's calling us from Athens today to talk about her book, Hiking Ohio, and to help us convince you that the programming you get on WOSU, that the programming you hear every single day on 89.7 NPR News is something of value to you. Maybe it's worth a dollar a day. Maybe it's worth a dollar a week. Whatever it's worth to you, we can figure out how to help you make that commitment to the station, the way the station's made a commitment to serving you with or without. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. If you have a question for Mary Reed, give us a call, 614-292-8513. She knows about probably most of the hikes in the state of Ohio. They didn't all make it into the book, though. So don't be afraid, and we'd love to hear if you have some ideas about some hikes in Ohio. You can also go and you can email us at allsides@WOSU.org. Call and tell us your favorite hike. Mary Reed, I wanted to ask you, what was the criteria? You know, what were the criteria for making it into the big list?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a number. One, of course, is just a general diversity, so some geographic diversity. Mm-hmm. No matter where you live in the state of Ohio, to have some type of hike nearby. So you'll see when you look at the book, they're divided. Actually, the hikes are divided into regions: Northwest, Northeast, Central, Southwest, and Southeast. So part of that is the geographic diversity. The other diversity I was going for might be length of trail. I think they vary from 1.5 miles in length to 20 miles in length, because some people might only be ready for a 1.5 mile trail. Some people might be ready for a 20-mile trail, or some of us, it might just depend on the day. The other is just trying to go for a little bit of diversity in the style of the hike. So you might have a hike in the Hocking Hills that has some waterfalls that you can visit. You might have a hike in a state forest that has a backpacking option. You might have a hike, as we were just talking a minute ago, about along Lake Erie, where you can have a birding option. So I would say diversity had a lot to do with it, but also quality. There were certainly places that I went and I visited and realized, okay, this trail is it's muddy, it doesn't have much in the way of views, there are a lot of bugs here. So, of course, mm-hmm. That's part of the reason to do a book like this, is to kind of high-grade it so the reader can choose from the best.
But you can't help yourself. At the end of each chapter, at the end of each section, there's the honorable mentions.
Right, exactly. So just for the sake of the size of the book, I was able to do the featured hikes. But, you know, some of my favorite hikes really were the honorable mentions. They were essentially hikes that made it into the book but just didn't get the full treatment of a complete description and photos and their own map. But I like those hikes, too.
Thanks to Laura in Findlay, and thanks to Jim in Columbus. We have $2,740 to go. We need your help. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks so much for your support of 89.7 NPR News. You can also go online to make that pledge at WOSU.org. Go ahead, do it. You know you want to. Just stop putting it off. Let's go back to the natural regions of Ohio, because I really enjoyed reading about those and didn't know there were that many different regions. What about the Till Plains? What's that?
The Till Plains. That's a good question. Maybe we can come back to that one after I take a look at my map. Okay, no, here we go.
Yeah.
Anne, I just looked at the map. We're looking at western Ohio.
Okay.
This is south of that Great Black Swamp. And so this is a lot of the, if you get to the southern part of western Ohio, we're talking about Cincinnati and north of there, Dayton. But really the vast majority of that is really what is today farmland. And that's a place that has very rich soil. It's a place where the glaciers came through, so it's very flat. And there are actually not very many hikes in the book in the Till Plains, and that's largely because it's mostly private farmland. There's not a lot of state or metro park land in that area, although with the exception, really, of the Dayton and Cincinnati areas. But the majority of that Till Plains area is actually today's farmland.
And then there's the glaciated western Allegheny Plateau. Is that part of the Till Plains, or is that different?
No, the glaciated western Allegheny Plateau is really more northeast Ohio.
Okay.
And that's where the glaciers actually did come. So again, it's for the most part a flat region of the state. And then below that would be the unglaciated western Allegheny Plateau, which is where I live in southeast Ohio. So the glaciers didn't come down this far, which is why we have hills in southeast Ohio. The glaciers did not come through and flatten it out. And one of the hikes mentioned in the book, or several of the hikes mentioned in the book, are on Kelly's Island in Lake Erie. And one of the things that Kelly's Island is famous for is where you can actually see the glacial grooves. You can see where the glaciers came in and carved out the land. So that's pretty nice. You can go to Kelly's Island, get your geology lesson, and understand that this is why the northern half of the state is flat.
So where does Columbus fall in this? Or Central Ohio, I should
say.
Right,
yeah. So Columbus and Central Ohio are definitely in the glaciated part of the state, which is why it's flat. Into the west of Columbus, you have these till plains. That's largely agricultural land and really all around Columbus. And then you have a little bit of that glaciated western Allegheny Plateau that comes in all the way from Pennsylvania into Ohio and is also flat. I don't need to tell your listeners, obviously, that Columbus is flat, but that's why.
Well, we treasure every little hill we can find
in
Columbus. So tell us about Central Ohio. What are some of your favorite hikes in Central Ohio?
Well, some of my favorite hikes in Central Ohio, I would start with a Columbus Metro Park. That's actually the farthest one afield if you were starting from downtown Columbus, but that's Clear Creek Metro Park. Have you heard of this one?
Sure.
Okay, so I love that Columbus purchased the land in the Hocking Hills and now owns and manages Clear Creek Metro Park. So as you might imagine, it's very Hocking Hills in nature. It's just past what we were talking about, which is that glaciated plateau that is very flat, and then it gets into the unglaciated part of Ohio. So once you get to Clear Creek, you're really looking at these steep hollows and ridges, and it's beautiful. Clear Creek itself, a very clear creek, as the name suggests, and a lot of just beautiful wildlife, a lot of ferns and hemlocks, and just gorgeous trails there. So that's one of my favorites, and I really commend Columbus Metro Parks for purchasing and managing that land. I think that's a great service to the people of Columbus and other people who visit. Also going south of Columbus, but a little more south, direct south and southwest, are a couple of places in Highland County that I really like. One is Highlands Nature Preserve. It's a privately owned property that is open to the public. In fact, I think it's owned by a couple of people from Columbus, which I just realized I don't know what you call yourself, Columbusites. Columbians?
Columbusites? I don't know. I'm getting a shaking head. And
okay.
My associate producer, Amy's. So we don't know. Maybe we can find that
out. We'll go back to people from Columbus.
And
it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous area. And in fact, April, I would say, is the most stunning time to be there. The variety of wildflowers they have at Highlands Nature Preserve is just amazing. But you know what? It's early May.
Mm-hmm.
I would say any listener who has a chance, get down there as soon as possible. Contact them ahead of time. The contact information is in the book. What's nice about Highlands Nature Preserve is it is limited in the number of people who can attend, who can walk on the trails on any given day, so it's also a very secluded experience. I really recommend that. Another place that I discovered in the process of writing the book, Also not far from Columbus, again, due south to slightly southwest, is Fort Hill State Memorial. This is a place that is administered by the Ohio Historical Society, and Fort Hill is one of the many Native American earthworks that exist in the state of Ohio and in the Ohio Valley, in the Scioto Valley also. And it's beautiful for the wildflowers. It's really interesting to walk to the top of this hill and walk along the fort walls, which are earthen embankments. But the other thing I didn't realize until I got there is it's another one of these forests that's similar to what you and I were talking about earlier. It's a virgin or a near virgin forest in that it's never been cut except when the American chestnut blight came through. They cut just the chestnuts because they were dead or dying. And then they went ahead and they built some of the buildings that are on site out of those chestnut trees. It's a really lovely place.
Thanks to John in Columbus. We have $2,600 to go in our goal this hour. Thank you, John, for showing your support. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support right now. We need your help to meet our goals each hour. That's how we kind of keep things in balance and keep from spinning out of control. It's how we can kind of tell where we're going and how we're doing. And right now, we need you to show your support. 1-866-897-9678. You know, sometimes people say, oh, how can you do that? Don't you just hate that part of your job, having to ask people for money? And on the contrary, I don't hate this part of my job at all. I'm proud to ask for money for WOSU. I'm proud to work here. It's a great product, and it's a great service that we provide. And why would I be afraid of asking for money for that? I've never been afraid for asking for money for anything else I do. So 1-866-897-9678. This is the way that you show your support. We can't force anybody to do it. We have to ask. And that's what I'm doing right now. You can go online as well to WOSU.org. My guest this hour is Mary Reed. She's a journalist and hiking expert, and we're talking about her book, Hiking Ohio. It's our gift to you at the $120 pledge level. It's a great book. It has a lot of different features to it. We're just kind of scratching the surface right now. It's it offers difficulty ratings of the hikes from easy to moderate to difficult. It includes detailed trail maps and directions to popular as well as less traveled trails. You can learn to explore the large caves along the Grandma Gatewood Trail in Hocking Hills and venture along the Day Hike Trail in Shawnee State Forest. It is Hiking Ohio has detailed information about hikes along the Lake Erie Islands and in the foothills of the Appalachians. The book is broken into five regions and has lodging and campground information for each location. It's designed to be highly visual and is great for quick reference. You want to bring it along. If you don't get the trail map right at the trail, you can always have the book because the trail maps are included in the book. And again, each hike includes information about distance, the difficulty in finding the trailhead. And my guest, Mary Reed, went on every single one of these hikes. Every single one of them, she made every turn. So she knows what she's writing about. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to make your show of support right now. And thank you so much to John and Susan in Delaware. We have $2,400 to go. Let's make the goal this hour. You can go make your pledge online at WOSU.org as well. We're talking about the book Hiking Ohio with the author Mary Reed. If you have a question or comment for Mary, give us a call at 614-292-8513. And Madeline in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I love the topic, and I like a lot of the hikes that she's mentioned. But I do want to make a comment, and I hope she can add to what I have to say. This may be Ohio, but some of these trails really are not, you have to have a lot of respect for the trails. You stay on the trails. I was at High Banks, of all places, yesterday. The place was crowded with people who obviously had no experience hiking, and somebody fell off, the hill. Somebody took a fall because they went off the trail, and they were running along, and they took a spill. And there was an emergency crew up there. They were questioning, the relatives involved, and this thing could have been avoided. Now, if you're out somewhere where there was no help nearby, you could be in deep trouble. So that's all I have to say. Stay on the trail.
Thank you very much, Madeline, for that call. Yeah, when I go to parks, particularly down in the Hocking Hills and the really, really popular places to go hiking, Mary Reed, I'm always the one yelling at people to keep their kids on the trail and mm-hmm. get them off the rocks and that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's an issue on a couple of levels. One is simply safety, what your caller and you mm-hmm. were talking about. Sometimes you go to a place like in the Hocking Hills, as you were mentioning, Conkle's Hollow mm-hmm. State Nature Preserve has sheer cliffs there. And over the years, a number of people have literally fallen to their deaths from the edges of these cliffs. So safety is not something really to take lightly. If you get a rainy day, as you had mentioned earlier, or even more dangerous, a snowy and icy day, going off the trail can be very dangerous. On the other level, these are public lands. We're all members of the public, and Ohio is a very population-dense state, so it is important for us to observe the rules. They a lot of times exist to just preserve the landscape itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go off trail, you could be stepping on some sensitive plants and killing them. You always want to practice leave no trace, which is basically what it sounds like. There should be no trace that you visited a place. When you leave it, you should leave it exactly the way you found it.
No picking flowers.
Exactly.
No rocks.
Yeah, don't put your name in the rocks. Don't leave trash. Keep your dog on a leash. There are other users who are trying to enjoy their day out there as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned with each hike whether or not pets are allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to talk to you about when, I'm not sure you get into it in the book, but what sort of general advice do you give people who want to bring young children on hikes?
Mm-hmm. Well, my first piece of advice is do it. Bring your young children mm-hmm. on hikes. Absolutely. Hiking is a very healthy adventure to take. It's good for you physically. It's good for you mentally. It's a really great exercise. And if you bring your kids out hiking from day one, that simply becomes the normal part of their life. And as an adult, they don't have to say, oh, it's time for me to get in shape and be healthy. I'm going to start something new. It's just a part of life. So first of all, bring your kids for mm-hmm. sure. The other is just some of the things that we talked about, being prepared, having everything you need for them, make sure that they have water, snacks, sunscreen, rain clothes so that they're comfortable. I would say don't overdo it. Don't drag your kid on a really long slog that might be beyond what their capabilities are, and keep it fun.
614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org if you have a question or comment for our guest, Mary Reed, author of Hiking Ohio, our gift to you at the $120 pledge level. It so happens. If you want to make that pledge now, 1-866-897-9678. Remember, we have $2,400 to go and just about 26 minutes. 1-866-897-9678. And Rod, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I've done the Grandma Gatewood several times. That's a great trail down in the Hocking Hills. Goes from Old Man's Cave to Cedar Falls to Ash Cave. And I've done the part of the Chief Logan Trail in Tara Hollow State Park. What I called in about was I was wondering if any parts of the Buckeye Trail were in the book, and also I was wondering about accommodations, especially in the western part of the hike. It seems to me like there's a lot of private land, and there's not too many places to camp and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Buckeye Trail is mentioned in the book. There's one section in the back of the book that lists all of the long trails that go through Ohio. So the Buckeye Trail is completely within Ohio. It's a 1,400-mile trail that makes a big circle. If you can imagine drawing a big circle within the outline of the state of Ohio, you've roughly drawn the Buckeye Trail. But the caller brings up a good point. You could actually theoretically backpack this trail, but where are you going to spend your evenings there? I've written a few other stories about the Buckeye Trail in addition to what's in the book. And part of it, again, gets back to planning. There are some places where you will be able to camp. He mentioned the Buckeye Trail goes through Hocking Hills area, so that would include not only the Hocking Hills State Park, but the Hocking State Forest, where there are some places where you could camp while you're doing that hike. And I know I interviewed some people who did some long hikes on the Buckeye Trail, and they mentioned when they do come on public land, one of the things they have done themselves is knock on somebody's door and say, hey, can we pitch our tent in your woods tonight? And they've had some success with that. Let me mention a couple of these other long trails I just mentioned. So we've got the Buckeye Trail within within Ohio. He mentioned the Grandma Gatewood Trail from Old Man's Cave to Ash Cave. And Grandma Gatewood was a real person. She was an Ohioan who was the first woman to thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. And she did it more than once. And she is one of the founding members of the Buckeye Trail Association. We also have the North Country Trail. That's a 5,000 or so mile east-west trail going through the northern part of the U.S. That comes through Ohio. That joins the Buckeye Trail. And we also have the American Discovery Trail. So we have a lot of long trails in Ohio, but the caller's question is a good one. Where do you stay? That really requires some planning.
Rod, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Take care. Yep. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and every day, All Sides brings you interesting conversations with fascinating people who are experts in their field. And just once a year, we ask you to put a value on that and make a pledge. A pledge right now will pay for the hundreds of hours of listening you do this year, that you will do this year. Go to WOSU.org or call our volunteers at 1-866-897-9678. And by the way, our volunteers, they're the real deal. They're over there. They're giving up their time. This is one way they show their support for the station. Give them something to do. Just as it'll make you feel better to make that call, it'll make them feel better if you can get that call. 1-866-897-9678. We have $2,300 to go. Let's meet this goal in support of All Sides and in support of 89.7 NPR News. Our goal this hour was $3,000, and we have only $2,300 to go in the next 28 minutes. Let's make it this hour. 1-866-897-9678. If you listen to All Sides, you know that we have discussions about politics, books, the arts, outdoor adventures, and much more. Mary Reed's book is an extension of those conversations. We are asking you to put a dollar value on the news and information you hear on All Sides. Pick the amount that fits into your budget. If that amount is $120, then your thank you gift can be the book, Hiking Ohio. Go online to our secure server at WOSU.org or talk to our volunteers at 1-866-897-9678 or go online at WOSU.org. Support All Sides with Ann Fisher. You'll be supporting public radio in Central Ohio, so make that call right now. We have $2,300 to go, just about 22 minutes. Let's meet the goal. Thanks for your support. From Don on Facebook writes, Cuyahoga Valley National Park is best all-around hike. Here in Columbus, my favorite hike would be at High Banks. You do write about the Cuyahoga Valley National Park.
I do. I love the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. What's nice about that, that is a national park, the only national park in Ohio. It's an area roughly along the Cuyahoga, in the Cuyahoga Valley, of course, between Cleveland and Akron. And what's nice about Cuyahoga Valley National Park relates to the previous caller's concern about infrastructure. So Cuyahoga Valley is one of those places that's similar to Hocking Hills or Mohican State Park area where there is a lot of infrastructure for a nice long visit. So there are a number of hikes there. There's the Cuyahoga Valley National Park towpath, which I can't recall the length of it right now, but it's very lengthy. I'll see if I can look that up while we're talking. So you can hike on it, you can bike on it, and then there are all kinds of trails off of the towpath. And some of them are in the book. For example, Brandywine Falls, there's a nice hike that goes to that. There are some nice ledges hikes. So there's a beautiful variety of hikes, but if you're going to be there for a longer trip, there are places to stay, there are places to eat. You can ride your bike, you can go horseback riding. And I agree with the person who commented. It's an excellent place in the state of Ohio.
Lance in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. I like to bicycle tour and carry all my gear on the bicycle, rain and tents and so forth, food, water. And I like to go off the paved areas into trails that where I can perhaps walk over lift my bicycle over a lot of stumps and so forth, or across canyons. And do you have any trails like that in the central area of Ohio?
In central Ohio, I had a couple that came to mind, but they weren't in central Ohio. I would take a look at both the book and go to ohiodnr.com. That's the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. And you'll find some, there are quite a few multiple use areas in the state, and that includes the types of trails. So you'll have some trails that are open to bicycles as well as hiking. And a lot of these are actually bike paths, like we just mentioned, the Canal Towpath Trail in the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. But some are actually trails. They're off-road, they're off towpath, they're off bike path. And you can find those. I know here in southeast Ohio, not only do we have a bike path in my hometown of Athens, but we actually have some city park paths that are open to mountain biking as well as hiking. And I would imagine there are a number of metro park or other park areas in Columbus that has that. Off the top of my head, I'm sorry to say I can't think of any to recommend.
All right, thank you. Is there any that pops into your head for the state in general that you think is great?
Yeah, I would say down here in Athens, Ohio, we have the Hocking Adena Bikeway, and we also have Sells Park, the city park, and Stroud's Run State Park. A lot of biking trails in both of those parks. Up in the Mohican area, they have a combination of a bike path and some trails. They have some horseback trails as well as hiking trails. And as the previous person mentioned, the Cuyahoga Valley National Park has a lot of great options for both biking and hiking.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Lance.
Bye-bye.
If you want to give a call, talk to Mary Reed, the author of Hiking Ohio. The number is 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. It is our spring membership drive, and we're looking for your support as well for the show, for the station, 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and every day All Sides brings you the interesting conversations you come to expect with lots of wonderful, fascinating people who are experts in their fields. Sometimes they don't agree with each other, and we have very intense discussions between them. Just once a year, we ask you to put a value on that. If the kind of discussions that we bring to your radio, we bring to you online, matter to you, then you have to show your support now. Make that pledge. Pledge right now will pay for the hundreds of hours of listening you will do this year. So let's do 15 calls or web pledges in 15 minutes. We have just about 15 minutes left in the hour with Mary Reed. She's a journalist and hiking expert, and we're talking about her book, Hiking Ohio. It's our thank you gift to you at this hour at the $120 level. Call right now, and remember that any gift of $60 or more entitles you to the WOSU member card, good for discounts at more than 200 area restaurants and attractions. I actually use my card, so and I'm not good about using that kind of stuff, but it's that there are all kinds of things to use it for, and it really works. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. We have just about 15 minutes left. Let's get 15 calls or web pledges in during that time. Now's the time to show your support. Once a year, we ask you to do this. 1-866-897-9678, or go online at WOSU.org and tell us you care about what you're listening to and you care about what we bring to you every single day. And thanks for listening today, and thanks for your help. Chris in Columbus, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ann. Can you hear me?
Yep.
I just moved here from Texas, and I live in Columbus, and I'm always looking for good rollerblading trails, which requires a special kind of cement. You know, you can't just go over rocks and things. Mm-hmm. Does your guest know of any good rollerblading trails?
Chris, I'm sorry to say I don't. What I would recommend you do is just call Columbus Metro Parks and talk to somebody who is knowledgeable there. I'll bet you'll find someone who will know the answer to that.
I have an idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chris, are you familiar with the Olentangy Bike Trail?
A little bit. It seems like there's better parts and not so good parts. Do you have a recommendation?
Well, down by anywhere, you know, kind of from Clintonville on up is pretty good.
It's pretty good. Okay, yeah. Well, that's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. Mm-hmm. 614-292-8513. Are you new to town? Do you want to know where to hike in Ohio? We've got an expert on the show right now, Mary Reed. She's a journalist and hiking expert. We're talking about her book, Hiking Ohio, A Guide to Ohio's Greatest Hiking Adventures. It is a Falcon guide. It is also endorsed by the American Hiking Society. It's our gift to you at the $120 pledge level. Call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge. Let's see if we can get 15 calls or web pledges in the next 13 or 14 minutes. Make the call right now if you've been putting it off. We'll take your pledge at whatever level you can afford. That's all we want, is what you can afford. We want you to show your support for your public radio station. We can't force you to do it. We're asking you, please show your support now at whatever level you can, at whatever level you can afford. We need to hear from 15 people in support of all sides. That's you and 14 other people. We need 15 people before the end of the hour, and we only have about 13 minutes left. 15 calls at whatever level you can support. By the way, I hear from my boss, Mike Thompson, that Dublin has good bike and rollerblading trails. So check out Dublin's bike and rollerblading trails. They are very good. They go through the neighborhoods and around the parks. I want to check that out. Harris in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. I'm a senior in high school about to graduate, and for graduation, me and a few friends wanted to go on a camping trip through Ohio, and we're thinking about doing hammock camping, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions of good sites where we could camp out for a couple days.
Are you thinking about car camping or backpacking?
Preferably backpacking.
I'd recommend the Zaleski Backpack Trail in the Zaleski State Forest. That's about an hour to an hour and a half southeast of Columbus. There's plenty of infrastructure, once again, for the backpacking trip, which is there's a place to park your car with a trailhead that has nice maps. And there are dedicated backcountry campsites with plenty of trees, so you can hang your hammocks from there, and they even have water available at these backcountry campsites. So I think you'd probably be pretty happy with the Zaleski Backpack Trail.
Oh, okay. Does that have, we're kind of looking for some place that had a river running through it so we could fish and stuff.
There's not really a river along the backpack trail. It's, the trailhead starts right next to Lake Hope, and there is fishing in the lake.
Oh, okay, that would be great.
Yeah, and Raccoon Creek is right by there as well.
And what did you say the name of that trail was again?
It's a Zaleski State Forest Backpack Trail.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, enjoy.
Thanks, Harris, for the call. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Pamela in Columbus and Jim in Columbus and Gloria in Reynoldsburg. We need 12 more calls. We have just about 12 minutes to go. 12 calls in 12 minutes. I know we can do it. Again, give what you can afford at 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You just click on Pledge Now. It takes about 2 minutes. Our volunteers are standing by if you want to make the call. Let's give them something to do. They'll feel a lot better about being here and donating their time. This is the way they're showing support. You can show your support by making a pledge right now at the $60 level. At the $60 level, you get the WOSU member card. It's good for discounts at more than 200 area restaurants and attractions. You can get that by going online as well to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Figure out what all of this is worth to you. What if it all of a sudden went away? What would you pay to get it back? What could you afford to pay? A dollar a week, a dollar a day? Check it out, 1-866-897-9678. We need 12 more calls. If we get those 12 calls, we'll probably get very close to our goal. So make the call right now. It matters. Every dollar matters, or we wouldn't be on the air for so many days asking you. Every dollar matters, especially now. 1-866-897-9678. 877-897-9678. And joining me this hour is Mary Reed, the author of Hiking Ohio, A Guide to Ohio's Greatest Hiking Adventures. I'd much rather be talking with Mary Reed about hiking in Ohio. We've enjoyed your calls. You can continue to make calls to us if you have questions or comments for Mary. But make the call to show your support right now, and then you can sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of your day with 89.7 NPR News. The book is designed to be highly visual, and it's great for a quick reference. Mary recommends bringing it with you on the hike if you want. You learn to explore the large caves along Grandma Gatewood Trail in Hocking Hills. We talked about that earlier. And venture along the Day Hike Trail in Shawnee State Forest. Hiking Ohio includes detailed trail maps and directions to popular as well as less traveled trails. And there's 40 hikes in the book, but there's a lot more than that because Mary has her, what do you call it, Mary?
They're called honorable mentions.
Mention, right? Her honorable mentions, which often are just as good. Some of them are her favorites. So there's a lot more than just 40 hikes. But for space and to be able to show the hiking maps and give the details about each hike, she limited it to 40 hikes. The book offers difficulty ratings of the hikes from easy to moderate to difficult. It's a lot of fun to read, and you learn a lot about the natural history of Ohio in the process. The more I read, Mary, the more I thought, you know, that must have been a big focus for you.
It was. You know, when you go to a place, you want to know why it's like that. Why am I seeing these flowers here that I don't see at home? So I'm from Southeast Ohio, but when I was visiting Southwest Ohio, it was pretty neat to see that they have a different, we have sandstone in Southeast Ohio and Southwest Ohio. They have limestone, and you can really tell by the different trees. They have a lot more cedar trees, by the different flowers that they have there. It's pretty neat to see that. And if you don't mind, I'd like to go back to a couple of the questions that some of the callers
sure.
had and give a shout-out to Five Rivers Outdoors, which is the Dayton Metro Parks outdoor adventure arm. And the Dayton Metro Parks are pretty close to Columbus,
mm-hmm.
and they've been doing a lot of developments in the time since I wrote the book, including Ohio's newest backpack trail is in the Dayton Metro Parks. It connects two metro parks, so there are trails in between each park. They're connected by a trail, and they have backcountry campsites there. They also have, you had a caller who wanted to know about biking trails as well. They have a dedicated mountain biking metro park now. So there are great things happening in the state with trail development, and a lot of it is happening in Dayton. So it's pretty close to Columbus. That's another recommendation I would make.
You know, a lot of people are doing it's almost like you hate even saying the word staycation. A lot of people are, you know, counting their pennies this year. They don't want to spend money on gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do these kinds of hikes. How does Ohio rank up there if you're feeling like, oh, I got to stay in Ohio this year? What a drag. Ohio has a lot of places to hike.
Mm-hmm. We sure do. And I kind of touched on this earlier. If you're talking about an entire vacation, there are some nice places in Ohio where you can hike. And then there are other activities you can do if you're
mm-hmm.
going to be there for a week or two with the entire family. We've mentioned Hocking Hills several times,
right.
partly because it's so close to Columbus, but there are just hundreds of miles of trails in the Hocking Hills region, as well as other things to do, canoeing, zip lining, rock climbing. The same can be said for the Cuyahoga Valley National Park that we were talking about
mm-hmm.
and Mohican State Park area that's also very close to Columbus that
right.
we were talking about. Another area we haven't talked about yet is the John Bryan State Park area, which is also west of Columbus and not too far from Dayton. There's a state park there, State Nature Preserve, the Little Miami Trail. Again, there's a lot of infrastructure to do a lot on a family vacation. And most of these places include a lot of options for lodging, from camping to bed and breakfast to hotels. A lot of them have quite a bit of variety in terms of places to eat. So these are great vacation places. I mean, the Hocking Hills gets 2.5 million visits a year. There's a reason for that.
Thanks to Sam and Marion, and thanks to Ron in Dublin. We need 10 more calls, 10 more calls to finish out the hour. We have just a little over 5 minutes to go. 10 calls in 5 minutes. I know we can do it because I know there's 10 people out there that have never pledged support for WOSU yet or have, and now it's time to renew that pledge of support. And if you can afford it, you know, maybe pledge more than once a year. There's nothing wrong with that either. There's no law that says you can only pledge once a year. 1-866-897-9678. Unfortunately, not everybody does it. Only about 10% of the people out there who listen to public media actually support it with their own hard-earned cash. We need your help now. If you're one of those people out there, I get it. You know, it hasn't felt like it's necessary. Now it's necessary. Now we need your help. You don't have to listen to commercials day after day after day, hour after hour after hour. We only do this 3 times a year, and we're asking for your help now. This is one of those times. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Mary in Columbus. We have 9 more calls to make this goal and just a little over 4 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge online. It just takes a few minutes. We just need a little bit of information and, of course, access to some funds. Whatever you can afford is all we're asking for. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. My guest this hour has been Mary Reed. She's a freelance journalist. She's a hiking expert, and we've been talking about her gorgeous book, Hiking Ohio. It's a guide to Ohio's greatest hiking adventures. It's a Falcon guide, and it's endorsed by the American Hiking Society. Give us a call right away. You know, Mary, one thing before we let you go, and we only have about a minute left, is anything new that's popped up since the book? Anything new this year? New trails, new hikes?
Yeah, one I just had mentioned, Five Rivers Outdoors, right, in Dayton, has opened Ohio's newest backpacking trail and a new mountain bike dedicated park. I had mentioned my hometown earlier of Athens, Ohio. We've purchased, the city, along with the state combined, have purchased a new state nature preserve and improve some of the trails in there. And I'm quite sure if you go to the website of some of the metro parks throughout the state, which would be Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Dayton, Toledo, you'll probably find there are some new trail developments there. And the key is when you have good people in these positions in these park districts, and when you have supportive groups, friends of the fill-in-the-blank hiking groups, these two organizations combined can really see improvements in the hiking around the state, and we have seen it.
Well, thanks to you, Mary Reed, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Mary Reed, she's author of Hiking Ohio, A Guide to Ohio's Greatest Hiking Adventures. Thanks to Dennis in Delaware. 7 more calls. We need 7 more calls. We have a little over 2 minutes to go. 7 calls, and we'll meet the goal. 1-866-897-9678. Just pick up the phone, make the call, pledge what you can afford. It doesn't matter. Just pledge what you can afford. There's not too little, and there's never too much. At the $120 level, our gift to you is Hiking Ohio, A Guide to Ohio's Greatest Hiking Adventures. It's a nice book. It's filled with information. It tells you about Ohio and the natural development of Ohio, and it also gives you plenty of ideas. Lots of details about 40 hikes, and then several more hikes that make it to the honorable mention category. Thanks to Linda in Westerville. We need 6 more calls. Just pick up the phone. Be one of those 6 people to pick up the phone. In just a little over a minute, we'll be done. I'll be done for the day. And want to say thanks to everybody who has shown their support for WOSU. I hope there's some people out there that are showing their support for the first time and are getting that special feeling of being part of the solution. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call, or you can go online to WOSU.org. We need just 6 more calls in 60 seconds. 6 more calls in 60 seconds. Be one of those calls. 1-866-897-9678. And thanks to everyone who's shown their support for All Sides and 89.7 NPR News. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News. It's a service of WOSU Public Media.